Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Katholina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's flagship initiative, Pariksha Pe Charcha, has been conferred with a Guinness World Record for the most people registered on a citizen engagement platform in 1 month. This recognition is a testament of achievement made with 3.53 crore registrations during the 8th edition of the program hosted on the MyGov platform. Pariksha Pe Charcha is a unique platform conceptualized and led by Prime Minister Modi, wherein he directly interacts with students, teachers and parents. The official Guinness World Record certificate was formally presented at a ceremony held in New Delhi yesterday. The event was graced by the Union Education Minister Dharmender Pradhan, Electronics and Information Technology, Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, and others. India has emerged as the world's fifth biggest aviation market, handling 241 million passengers, while Mumbai-Delhi was one of the busiest airport pairs in 2024. This was stated by International Airport Transport Association, which has released the latest edition of the World Air Transport Statistics for 2024. Here's a report.
According to IATA, India saw 211 million air passengers last year, a growth of 11.1% compared to 2023, ahead of Japan, which handled 2005 million passengers with an annual rise of 18.6%. The US remains the world's biggest aviation market with 876 million passengers in 2024 on the strength of its domestic market. Growing 5.2% year on year. China was the second biggest passenger market with 741 million passengers, a growth of 18.7% compared to 2023, while UK was at the third spot with 261 million passengers. Spain stood at the fourth position with 241 million. The figures include all international and domestic passengers departing or arriving in each country. Asunyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Nagaland Foothills Road Coordination Committee has emphasized the need for inclusive representation and a corruption-free approach to the ongoing Foothills Road project. In an emergency meeting held yesterday, the committee adopted several resolutions. Appreciating the Nagaland government's renewed focus under Chief Minister Nipiu Rio, the committee welcomed the upcoming consultative meeting on August 7 with tribal hohos and MLAs from Foothills constituencies. However, it expressed concern over the exclusion of key tribal bodies and legislators, calling it an oversight that undermines collective representation. Reiterating its commitment to the people-centric development model, the NFHRCC urged the government to involve all stakeholders. It also reaffirmed its stand against any form of illegal taxation or demands by non-state actors on contractors and departments working on the project. The Naga Students' Federation has announced that physical verification of documents for NEET qualified candidates seeking admission to professional courses under the Nagaland State Quota will be held from August 5 to 7 at the NSF office in Kohima. In a statement, the NSF said the verification will be supervised by its education committee to ensure a fair and transparent process. A report from our correspondent.
All selected candidates must appear in person along with their parents or guardians. Candidates are required to bring the required original documents, which include a recent passport size photograph, an EET admit card and scorecard, HSLC and HSSLC admit cards, scheduled tribe certificate and indigenous inhabitant certificate. For any queries or clarifications related to the verification process, candidates may contact 8974523931 or 8731911712. Karher Akashvani News, Kohima.
The first ever BIMSTEC traditional music festival was held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday evening. Inaugurating the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that music serves both as a bridge between nations and is also a powerful way for countries to express their heritage and identity.
When it comes to traditional music, like other forms of culture, music serves both as a bridge between nations and a powerful expression of their heritage and identity.
Artists from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand performed at the musical evening. The festival called Sapta Sur, Seven Nations One Melody, witnessed the celebration of the distinct musical traditions of the seven BIMSTEC countries. And the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland will organize an education sensitization campaign today at the DC Conference Hall, Samukedima. Deputy Commissioner Samukedima Poland John informed that these include scholarship schemes under both government and private initiatives, undergraduate and postgraduate programs, as well as technical, vocational, health and allied courses, and professional programs such as BBA and MBA. The campaign aims to benefit students who have recently passed Class 12, those who have appeared for JEE NEET but have not secured admission, and graduates seeking to pursue postgraduate studies. All interested students and stakeholders are encouraged to attend and take advantage of the information and guidance provided during the program. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.